My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Open up the champagne, pop. It's my house, come on, turn it up. Hear a knock on the door and the night begins. Cause we've done this before, so you come on in. Make yourself at my home, tell me where you've been. Pour yourself something cold, baby, cheers to this. Sometimes you gotta stay in, and you know where I live. Yeah, you know what we is. Sometimes you gotta stay in. Welcome to my house. Baby, take control now. We can't even slow down. We don't have to go around. Welcome to my house. Play that music too loud. Show me what you do now. We don't have to go around.
Tomorrow we will be at Fenway Park for day one of the annual WEEI Nesson Red Sox Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. This is the 22nd year of fundraising, and during those 22 years, you incredible people have donated over $70 million for the Jimmy Fund. Last year, you donated over $4 million over 2 days. And so $4,070,000, about what was raised last year. And so I hope we can beat that this year over the next couple days. Can't wait to be there with a bunch of stories about those who are fighting cancer, the doctors and the nurses who are helping them. And some celebrity guests, all of it. Curtis, you've been a part of it for many years. So.
Yeah, since 2013. And I always marvel at it, and I say it because it's true. This region is uniquely philanthropic and kind when it comes to causes that are most important. And it's the best person to have in your life. Like, do you want someone in your life that's always like, hey, you look great, good to see you, Bill? Or do you want someone that's kind of cantankerous, will tell you when you have something on your face, but if you break your leg, they'll give you a ride to work? Like, that's Boston.
Yeah, that's right.
And
yeah.
So, like, in a case like this, of course, with pediatric cancer, like, not many things are worse for families to have to endure and for little kids to have to suffer. And you always leave this saying, the kids that are the ones that are suffering with cancer treatment appear happiest, appear looking forward to go there. And when I was at ESPN, there was a nationwide annual fundraiser for a great cause, the Jimmy V Foundation, and they would celebrate if they got like $800,000, which is great for a charitable endeavor in terms of cancer research and care. In one little part of the world, with one radio station and one TV network, you're raising $4 million in 2 days.
It's amazing, and we can't wait to be there tomorrow morning. Wiggy is off today, a flex Monday. That's all right. It's summertime. Wiggy deserves it.
Yeah,
deserves
he does.
The time off. He was spot on Friday, leading the charge on an Olympic basketball or a full Olympic boycott. and maybe that worked. Jason Tatum got, I don't know, 3 minutes.
What an a-hole.
In that final game. I mean, Jason Tatum seems to be handling it well. I think, and it was interesting to hear Wick on this show Friday expressing what the rest of us have been expressing, which is bewilderment at the fact that Jason Tatum did not play in a couple of Olympic medal games, being that he is coming off winning an NBA championship. But I know he seemed to handle it well, although I did. I saw his comments afterwards where he said he's not sure about Los Angeles and the 2028 Olympics.
He will play in the 2028 Olympics, 100%.
So?
But I think that he's handling it well because he's seeing how everybody is. There's not one person who's not questioning Steve Kerr and his decision. Everybody's saying, what are you thinking?
Yeah.
So if you're Jason Tatum, you're sitting on the bench, you've got the country behind you. So, yeah. I mean, that's got to feel good.
Yeah, I agree with Courtney. Like, I feel Ken was trying to push this on Saturday, and I've seen it nationally. People say Tatum's taken a hit. Like, not
that
by
he,
people.
What do they mean by taking a
that
hit?
That his standing in the basketball hierarchy has.
Because of this.
Has taken, yeah. That he didn't play. And
no
I'm like,
way.
I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I view it the opposite. I view it as a guy that could have been angry. That could have been outspoken in his desire to understand why he was being benched, and he didn't.
And yeah, he could have hijacked the whole thing and made it about himself, and he didn't.
And I've
seen some suggest that that's because he's already handled here playing for the Celtics the questions about the two J's and who's the alpha and who's the leader of the team and who gets. So I don't know. I mean, I think he handled it with class, and I think that's awesome. I think it's ridiculous. His mom had to go to Twitter or X or whatever to ask why he wasn't getting playing time. Like, I mean, that's ridiculous.
But that's how he feels. If you ever want to know what someone feels, look at what those that are most close to them are saying. Like, we all remember when Bill Belichick was when the Saints lost to the Bucks in the AFC, in the NFC divisional round. Linda was on Instagram replying to comments saying it was the defense that won the game.
Yeah.
Like, you could always see what people think, but that's a credit to Jason that he didn't verbalize it.
Yeah, and I mean, you have to hand it to Chef Curry. I mean, that guy can go out at least there single-handedly win you a basketball game like he did for that U.S. team.
I think he's underappreciated.
I do too.
Yeah, I think all time wise, he doesn't get enough credit. Like,
okay.
he set the standard for what a new NBA shooter is, and he does it in a way that nobody else has ever done it and will ever do it. Like, he just
you can't say will ever, but
Greg, he revolutionized shooting the three. He alone was the sole reason that the three has become as popular as it was. Like that, him and then analytics, because everybody saw how good he was at it.
Yeah.
They could shoot it from anywhere on the court.
No, that's a great point.
And I would also,
if you're looking at the game of basketball being, you know, obviously, you know, you have guys throughout the game who were great shooters, but you've gone away from getting the ball down low post-wise. In a lot of cases, and you're saying that's all because of Steph Curry.
Yeah, I think you can. There's certain times, you know, when you look at football, right? Like the turn of the century was kind of when defense started to fade and offense started to take over. I think Steph Curry is a clear point in time for the NBA where things shifted from a more physical in the post kind of game to an entirely outside shooting game.
And NBA guys were psyched because they were like, "Great, he doesn't play any defense, so I don't have to play defense."
I would also say, though, like, the analytics people, like, the people that don't believe in clutch, I just never get it. Ever since he was at Davidson, like, no matter what the score was, you watch the game in the tournament or when he joined the Warriors, and you're like, he's never out of a game. He just has that Jordan, Jeter, Brady, Kobe type of, like, you can't describe it. You can't.
Yeah.
You just know it when you see it, and he just has that.
I have seen a couple people suggest that the way Jason Tatum was snubbed by Steve Kerr in these games
will motivate him when it comes to being the MVP this season. You brought it up in your lead. Like, this means that these guys are going to win a title.
Yeah.
And so hopefully he is able to use that and be the MVP and they win another banner.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right. Well, anyway, we got a lot to get to on this morning's show. And that includes They Said It. We'll do that at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. But right now, let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Choice this morning, Led Zeppelin, the great Led Zeppelin, Whole Lot of Love. Wiggy's out. That means a lead for Jackson. And really, the order of things, you ought to go before Shime, Jackson, because Shime has a little bit of tenure when it comes to being on air on this radio show over you.
So, I'm perfectly fine with that, absolutely.
Okay, Jackson, good morning.
Okay, my lead is a douche move question.
Oh.
Because you guys all know much more about sports than I do, so I'm not even going to stick my toe in that water.
Okay.
Last week was my fiancé's mom's birthday. Mm-hmm. And yesterday she calls her, and she doesn't answer, and then she gets a call back from her a few minutes ago, and she's on the way home from a birthday lunch at her grandmother's house that we were not invited to.
And wait.
Yeah.
So her mom, your future mother-in-law,
yes,
had a birthday lunch with her mother.
Yes.
And you weren't invited.
Yes. Her mother and then my fiance's brother and his fiance.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, and the aunt.
So wait, her siblings, your girlfriend, fiance's siblings were invited.
Yes.
And she was not.
Yes.
Ooh. Do you think I think it's probably less about your fiance.
More about me?
More about you.
Yes,
yeah,
maybe.
Most likely.
It's baffling to me because we're invited to every holiday there. We go, and her and her brother don't get along very well, so maybe it's something like that. But, like, it baffles me. I think it's kind of a douche move.
I mean, I don't know. It's not really, like, not inviting somebody to something. Courtney knows about this when it comes to her Christmas party. It's not really a douche move because you're having the event. You can't really invite everybody. Was it at a restaurant?
No, it was at the grandmother's house, but I'm kind of grateful.
When you've got two kids and one kid gets invited and the other one doesn't.
That's a real problem.
Yeah, I mean.
Did you find any reasoning why?
No. That's the thing, no.
Did your fiance ask
when
she was on the walk?
Yeah, and the mother just said, I don't know, I didn't.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Set it up, you know, Grammy set it up. So
jeez.
How far away is your fiance's grandmother from where you live?
Not very far. One town away.
Oh.
Pound and a half, yeah.
I do think you bringing it up on air probably will be that maybe you're not invited to the next holiday or the next birthday.
Well, you see, I have a strategy here because it's not like I want to go. It's just I want to be wanted to go, you know?
Yeah, that's not helping.
Invite. You don't actually want to go to the event. You just want the invite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did your fiance say?
Oh, she is very upset. She's not upset. I'm not as upset as her at all.
Like, Do you and your mother-in-law have a good relationship?
Absolutely, yeah.
This might hurt it.
Yeah.
Asking if your mother-in-law did a douche move.
No, it's not the mother-in-law. No, it's the Grammy-in-law, I guess you would call it.
If it's your birthday party and your daughter's not invited, I think the person they're celebrating would have some say on the guest list.
Yeah, you would think so, but she's a little bit of an odd character. So,
oh, God.
Yeah. No,
Jackson, you are not married yet.
Okay. It's okay. She'll get it. She has a sense of humor.
I love Jackson calling someone an odd character.
This is true, yeah. And it takes one to know one.
Great question in the Twitch chat. Would you invite you, Jackson?
That's a good point, yeah. I mean, no, probably not.
What was the worst moment you've had in your mother-in-law's presence?
Nothing. She loves me. I've taken her to the hospital a number of times, and yeah, it's not, I'm telling you, it's not the mother.
It's not the mother.
What have you done to the grandmother?
What have you done to the grandmother?
Apparently there was an argument with the aunt and my fiance that I didn't know about, so I'm... But
now you're really spilling all the tea. You're not supposed to do that. What was the argument about?
I don't know. I stay out of it.
You really don't? Yeah. You're talking about you brought it to the radio.
Well, I mean, you know, I'd like people's opinion on it.
Are you going to uninvite them to the wedding now?
No.
Oh, yeah. That's what you should do.
Give them a really bad table spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you already send out wedding invites?
No.
Okay.
When is this wedding? Did you tell it? It was in September.
It was gonna be. It's a little bit postponed now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It was becoming stressful for my partner in crime, and she actually was stressed enough to go to the hospital a week and a half ago.
Really?
Oh yeah, she had to spend the night in the hospital because she was just stressed from the whole wedding stuff. So we just
kind of stressed about marrying you.
Maybe no. It's really the family and getting people invited and not inviting people. So we put a cork in it for right now, just to get her mental health a little bit back on track.
Yeah, no, that's good.
So this doesn't help, by the way.
I would push that baby off as far as you can, if I were you.
Anyway.
All right. Wow.
Something that was on my mind happened yesterday, so I figured I'd bring it to the public.
I mean, it's unfortunate. I don't know that you've made the situation better.
I have an idea.
Could I call it a douche move? I really don't. I don't think it's kind of her. It's the grandma's birthday.
No, it was the mom's birthday.
No. Oh, it was the mom's birthday, not the grandma. Yeah. The grandma organized the whole thing.
Yes.
Jackson, I have an idea.
Okay.
I say, pick a night this week, and invite your mother-in-law over for dinner.
Yeah.
Get a cake. Just you could grill whatever, and then that way you're celebrating her birthday. You're the middleman between her daughter and her mom.
Right. That is a very good idea.
And you get everybody on the same page, get some stress-free moments, and then that way, because your fiance doesn't want to be without her mom when she's going through all this stress about a wedding, you could be the knight in shining armor.
Yeah. That's a very good idea.
Save the day.
Do I invite the brother and the boyfriend?
No.
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 No. Just the mom.
No.
Am I right? Problem solved.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander. All right, we got to take a break.
And Greg has an easy Italian ziti recipe for you.
I got to tell you something. I think it came up yesterday. I have a new go-to dish. Which I made for Lindsay last week, which is Greg's easy stuffed Tuscan chicken. Was she not?
Rave reviews.
She was chatting about it. In the Red Turtle the whole way down to dinner with Karen Reed with Courtney about how delicious it was.
She was
virtually stuck to her seat while talking about it.
Jeez.
What?
Is stuffing things easy for you? Just because you have small hands.
Yes. This one is stuffed.
Save that drop of yourself, Shime.
It's stuffed with cherry tomatoes because it's summertime.
Cherry tomatoes suck.
And spit.
Gross.
What? Oh, they're so good.
How dare you, Curtis?
Curtis.
One tomato that's good, it's heirloom.
Spinach and a little bit of cream cheese.
Oh, cream cheese. Mm. I thought you were going to go ricotta.
And you throw, you know, some Italian seasoning on there. Boom, throw it in the oven. And you have Greg's easy stuffed Tuscan chicken. I don't know what makes it Tuscan, but probably just like you can, in the recipe, you can add any name to it.
It makes it sound good.
It does make it, sound better, doesn't it?
Totally.
If it was just Greg's stuffed cream cheese chicken, it wouldn't sound that good. But you add the Tuscan part, and it sounds to die for. All right, anyway, we'll get to the rest of this morning's leads next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.